Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who turn darkness to light and light to darkness, who replace bitter with sweet and sweet with bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Isaiah 5:21-22. The war in the spiritual realm once again spilled over this past Wednesday morning when a young man, after having been convinced that he was a young woman, walked out of the door to his home and went to a church that held school for children at its location, and while they prayed, he opened fire. We can say without having to think about it that too many have taken this path into the darkness, a path that few are able to return from. When hope is taken from someone, then there is no fear in them. They have nothing to lose, nothing to fight for, nothing to answer to. They no longer have any empathy, conscience. They are an empty shell. And you then hear a statement such as was made, "I don't want to live, and they don't want to die." What is happening today to our young is more than a tragedy. It is ungodly. It is evil done by wicked people with hearts of stone. It is done with malice, the intent to harm and malign. A great push was started and came under one man at a time when these young people were the most open to influence and slid down the slippery slope, which gained speed as division and delusion were sold to a people too comfortable to notice what was being fed them at the table of deceit. Even the church fell under the persuasion of the times, and into the sanctuary boldly walked division, strife, and an enemy that people would not recognize or they were afraid to acknowledge. Spiritual warfare became a reality in the physical world to those with eyes to see. What is being revealed? By the divisions within the denominations, the Lord began to separate the sheep from the goats. So then how do you fundamentally transform a nation? You do it by convincing them to sacrifice their children. From Romans 1:18-23, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. And so they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling man and birds and animals and creeping things." Chapter 1:18-23. "When God on the sixth day looked over creation and he said, 'It is very good.' It was on that sixth day that he had created man, and he created him in the image of God, giving to man godly characteristics in being able to reason and think, giving the man free will. In this also the privilege to interact and commune with God, and everything was perfect for the man to thrive in God's creation. But there came to man a fallen angel filled with darkness, he himself having been kicked out of heaven. He was full of pride and envy, jealousy, hate, enmity, strife, fits of rage. He sought to cause division, rivalries, and strife. And with him came sorcery, idolatry, impurity, sexual immorality. And there in the garden with the man slithered in the fallen angel in the flesh of a serpent. And here now was the destroyer who had once been an angel of light, and now having become the father of death. So arrogant have we become to believe that we can also improve on what God has created. So fearful have we become of one another because of our comforts and the threat of what another may do to us if we do not conform and agree to the darkness that has consumed them." Man started out with hearts filled with the knowledge of God. It is before us every day in everything that is around us. John 1:3 says, "All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made." From the Benson Commentary, "All creatures, whether in heaven or on earth, the whole universe, and every being contained therein, animate or inanimate, intelligent or unintelligent, the Father spoke everything into being by him, his eternal word. And that includes the creation of man. He created them male and female, nothing in between, nothing outside of, but perfect, just as he intended each of us to be. Temptation presented itself, and in a moment changed creation, not the physical, but the spiritual, causing division between man and his creator, God. And from that separation arose envy and jealousy, hatred in the man. And now out of a person's heart, the attributes of the sinful nature, because like the fallen angel, man under the influence of this entity saw opportunity to rise up himself and to become his God. And so here we are today. Men and women who believe they are able to take what God has created and from it create what is unnatural to creation, what was never meant to be. From Romans 1, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth." Warren Wiersbe writes in his commentary, "Men knew the truth about God, but they did not allow this truth to work in their lives." And so we hear comments mocking the power of prayer and the authority of God because they do not believe, and they mock those who do believe in that power. You see, a disciple of Jesus Christ can and will testify to that. Prayer changes things because they themselves are witness to it. And from Romans again, "Therefore God gave them up to the lusts of their hearts, to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and they worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." Mankind was made for worship, and thus the intimacy and relationship with God in the garden that Adam and Eve had. If God is not who fills your heart, teaching you to protect it, as it is the wellspring of life from which flows that which one believes, what one will consider doing, and what one will do. These are the things that sin is defined as. Without the Holy Spirit within you to help you discern what is evil, where evil is hiding, and often in plain sight, and what subtle influence evil can gain over the heart that is not born again and seeking the ways of God, you will not find your way but stumble around seeking the pleasurable fulfillment of your comfort and your acceptance by man. Much is the talk about changing gun laws, more laws will not matter as those written now are not enforced. Much is talked about providing security to our schools and churches, and yes, this will give some comfort and peace of mind, yet the presence of needed security will still be a window into the culture that places that need upon us. What you do not hear talk about is the men and women that kill the hope that is in our children by the surgeries they perform, the drugs they prescribe. We don't talk about those who teach our children to turn from the natural to the unnatural, or about those who write laws and hawk their wares like someone at the carnival calling you to come and see the sideshow and the oddities that are revealed. We don't talk about the weakness of our faith, of the fear of being uncomfortable, of putting our feet in the fire, and the need for refining our thoughts and ideals. No, the solution always comes back, looking for an answer that is empty, because we don't want to face the reality that as a nation that once worshiped the God of the Bible, we have banned him from every event. We mock him. We deny who he is or that he is. And we have with open arms welcomed into our land, into our churches, and into our homes rebellion, mockery, and denial. And we have turned our heads so as not to have to look, not to see. We have closed our eyes so as not to have to hear. And we have become what is unnatural ourselves, pagan and idol worshippers. And when we are willing to compromise the truth for a lie, we have no one to blame but ourselves. Back in Romans 1, "And for this reason God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetous, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. And though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but they give approval to those who practice them. This young man this past week lost his life the day that he believed he could be a woman. The serpent in his life were those who questioned him at the beginning of his journey as they asked him, "Did God really say?" This evil must be met at the door and not allowed in. Heavenly Father, pierce the darkness with your light. Awaken the soul that sleeps as it walks on the path laid out by the darkness in this culture. Lord, deliver us, our children, from this evil and the influence of those who are teachers of it. Amen.